The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you back with us today. And I am thrilled to be joined by the author of The Great Story and The Great Commission, other books also on the mission and the Bible. Such a fascinating topic. I'm thrilled to be joined by Reverend Dr. Christopher Wright. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Brian. Great to be on your show. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you with us. Want to dive into this idea of mission, but before we talk about the concept, why is this a passion of yours, about having to read the whole Bible to integrate and understand our mission and the mission of God? Tell us where this passion comes from for you.
Well, it comes from the fact, for a long time I've known the Bible as a whole, but I've never really thought of it until recent years as one whole big story. In other words, it's not just a book full of promises or a book full of rules or a book full of little bits and pieces that we read every day as a kind of vitamin supplement, as it were, for our spiritual lives. The Bible really does tell the story of God from creation to new creation. It shows us his plan and his purposes for all humanity, for all nations, and indeed for all creation. And so we need that big picture. Otherwise, we live in a very small Christian world indeed. So I think we need to raise our view of what the Bible is, that it's God's story and God's mission. And he calls us to be part of that, which is really quite amazing.
Yeah, and let's take that, when we just read it in chunks, you know, you got somebody who's like, oh, I don't really like the Old Testament, or I don't understand Revelation, whatever their reasoning is. Unpack some more, you touched on it, but unpack some more the danger of that, where we kind of pick and choose, you know, the parts of the Bible.
Well, the main danger is that we basically lose the plot. That's to say, we lose the fact that we are supposed to be living in God's story. It's not just that we get saved and then we've got a kind of a swipe card to go to heaven when we die, but that we're meant to be actually living as men and women who are part of God's new creation already, that we've been grafted into Christ, his death and resurrection. But who is he? Who is Jesus? We only really understand Jesus when we've picked up the earlier part of the story, that he is the one who is actually the incarnation of the creator God, the God who created this world. We messed up through our sin. He's the God who chose to bless the nations through Abraham and the whole story and promises of Israel and the prophets. So if we leave out all of that Old Testament, basically we jump into the story more than halfway through, and we never really understand what it's all about or why it matters that we are concerned about society or about creation or about the world or about the future. We just, well, we've got ourselves saved, and that's all that counts. I think it can become a very self-centered kind of view of life. My life is the center of the universe, and the Bible has got to satisfy my needs and apply to me rather than how I fit my life into the story of the Bible.
That's good. Chris, love to know your background a little bit. Where's your love for the Bible come from? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, as you can possibly tell from the accent, I'm a Belfast boy. I grew up in Northern Ireland. My parents were Christian believers. In fact, they had been missionaries in Brazil before I was born. Grew up in a Presbyterian church where the minister preached the Bible week in, week out. So I grew up, as it were, studying and learning the Bible, and gave my life to Jesus as a young boy. And so through my teenage years, I was well taught and learned that. So I think it wasn't that I sort of suddenly thought, I want to be a pastor, I want to be a theologian. But it was a deep love for the scriptures, and also a discovery which sort of dawned on me slowly that somehow or other, when I spoke about the Bible in groups or student groups or whatever, people seemed to catch on. And so I had some kind of a gifting to make the Bible clear, to explain things. And that is a gift. I don't take any credit for it. It's just something that God helps me to do. And so I like to do it. If God makes you able to do something, well, do it.
So, that's great. Yeah. It's great. And by the way, your accent's fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
those of us from the Midwest of the United States, we are jealous of the accent. What are you seeing? You just kind of talked about
as you teach the Bible and you see it come alive for people. You know, we read a lot about the next generation or the church right now, that people aren't interested in the Bible or they don't trust the Bible. It seems like you're having a different experience. What are you seeing in the church right now, particularly even with the next generation?
Well, yeah, one of the things might be very simple, and I don't know whether it's just because I'm an old dinosaur, really, but I do fear that when people only treat the Bible as one among a dozen other apps that they've got on their mobile phone, the Bible becomes really just another bit of my life, just something else that maybe I look at once a day if I've got the time, and that's only one screen full of nice verses that somebody else has picked for me. That you lose this sense that the Bible is God's definition of reality. That's why I still think it is good for people to actually have it as a book. Mm-hmm. Because a book is a solid object with a beginning and an end and a middle. And you can see that this is something substantial, not just, as I say, yet another app in the cyber world.
Yeah.
So I think people need to get back to the scriptures as the way in which God has chosen to reveal himself through his word. And then, of course, through the living incarnate word, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But Jesus doesn't mean what he's supposed to mean if we lose the Bible. We just mold Jesus then into our own needs to satisfy us and to get us to heaven when we die, so to speak. And the Bible's got an awfully lot bigger story to tell than that.
Mm. What would you say to the person who's listening right now going, yeah, I haven't really ever spent time in the word. I'd like to do it. How do you start? What do you tell to the person who's never really read the Bible? How do they start?
Well, you start the way you want to go on. That is, you actually read the thing. You know, I mean, there's no shortcut to actually reading it. It is good to start at the beginning, but I think people often then give up after a while when they get into Leviticus, which seems a little odd, though actually it's not. But really, but I would say read Old and New Testament together. You need to read Genesis to see the beginning. You need to read Exodus to see God's story of redemption and God wanting to come and dwell among his people. But then you also need to be in the Gospels, to meet with Jesus, to see him and how he's interpreted in the stories of the early church and Acts and so on. So I wouldn't suggest trying to read the Bible from beginning to end all at one go. And of course, if people are serious about it, you can go to any number of Bible help courses. You can just look up, how to read the Bible and so on. And there are books that explain it, background books, Bible encyclopedias, Bible introductions and so on. There are plenty of those for anybody who's really serious about wanting to get their heads around the Bible in some systematic kind of way.
Yeah, and let's end here. You talk about fully understanding the mission of God in Scripture, and that gives us kind of a integrated understanding, a holistic understanding of our mission in the world. How would you define for people our mission as Christ followers in the world?
Yeah, that's basically the second half of the book, the great story and the Great Commission. And what I'm trying to say is that the Great Commission is not only about preaching the gospel and planting churches. It also is about teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And Jesus had a lot to say about works of compassion, about being generous, about kind, forgiving. In other words, the whole social economic dimension of life is also there in the Great Commission. So our mission, I think, is to be involved in all that God is doing in his world through his people, and that includes both word and deed. It's both a proclamation and a demonstration, a living out of the gospel. So that's what I mean by a gospel-centered but holistic and integrated understanding of mission. Both of those phrases are important. It has to be centered on the gospel. It all rotates around what God has done in Christ to save the world, but it also has to be where the rubber hits the road. It has to be in the context. It has to be engaged with the real needs of society and of people and indeed of the planet. So it's a holistic, integrated understanding of mission centered around the gospel.
That's great. Again, the book is called The Great Story and the Great Commission. The author is Dr. Christopher Wright. Chris, before we let you go, if people want to follow you, whether it be on social media or more of your books, where can they connect with you?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm not on social media.
Good for you.
You know, it is doing so much harm in the world that I struggle against it. And I am developing a website, but it's not actually yet quite there. But eventually, ChristopherJHWright.com will become a website, which others are helping me put together. And that's where all my books and things will be. But even if somebody just goes on Amazon or Google and puts my full name in, Christopher J.H. Wright, they can find quite a lot of my writings and so on there. Yeah.
Again, the book is called The Great Story and the Great Commission. We would really encourage you, highly recommend you going and picking up that book. from Reverend Dr. Christopher Wright. Chris, thanks so much. This has been a great time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. Bye-bye. Yep.
Bye. You're listening to The Common Good here on AM 1160. Hope for your life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.